咱今仔日遐听上帝的话，第三期需要将财富和一半的现金及需要的部分的200万元。主书记第六章邀我的注解到五福啦，第二亚尼伊发出的正语言。是手骨遐咧拍底，无爱互你个人看见。要我个主者对伊前天天对伊讲，大对咱个用处啊，要我甲你伊个。伊就讲，我个主啊，若要我甲我伊个，我要安怎做着这一切个事啊？哦，说。甲我讲耶和华遮个事，伊事伫倒位啊？伊讲，伊则无带我对埃及起来嘛？耶和华放下我，将阮交伫米甸人个手。耶和华看米甸，甲伊讲，为着你即个人来救你，即个则无替你吗？米甸甲伊讲，主啊！我要用什么救一些人？看啊，我的家是马拉西家第一上交的，是我老爸的家，我是第一做的。我对伊讲，我要甲你比的，你要怕比的人，亲像怕其他人同款。伊讲，我来是你的面前得着恩典，求你给我一个兆头。现在甲我讲的就是你。请你唔通离开遮，先把我过来，带我的妹妹，予你第二遍。我要先把你过来，用我的亲友，伊要来认输。现在要讲啥物啊？要讲之前，巴拉、唐孙、亚伯塔、撒代比、撒摩尼，遮个先知。就是无够的，遮个人对神下面遮个国行公义，得着应允，业带得顺。啊，那即摆应允。
First is in Judges chapter 3, verse 1. What has all this happened to us?
那个当心哪个来记得？哎，对。万军的耶和华，我感谢你稳定个听堂。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and love.
今晚来到你的面前，愿你就是拍开我们掌心。
Today we come before you, please open our hearts.
愿你让对你的话来面对做一个帮助个启示。
So we can be guided from your words.
当将你的心交在你面前，愿你带领我。
We give the following time to you, please continue to lead us.
当你祈祷个恳求，拢是被感应。
We pray in humbly manner.
奉靠主耶稣基督名祈求。
In Jesus' name we ask this.
Amen.
Amen.
我所听的姊妹，大家平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
感谢上帝恩典，让咱当个大家聚集的机会。
So, praise the Lord that we can be here together again.
那是几礼拜中间，我跟咱大家相聚，大家分享上帝要怎样用你。
So in the past few weeks, I've been sharing with you how God is going to use us.
那每一个人拢是一个真平常的人。
We are very ordinary people.
咱拢是。人看见那是种不是真突破的，真高
哦。We are not the very top ones.
咱是一个平凡的人。
We are the very ordinary people.
所以尽管对咱所看两个经济，大家常想讲，在平凡的中间，上帝要怎样来用你，让你成一个无平凡的人。
So today I'd like to share with you from the two verses, how to become.From mediocre to excellent.
那已经有想过，上帝用哪啊？怎用哪啊？
So we know how God used Noah, Jonah.
啊，那么想过讲上帝怎用摩西哈？
And also see how God used Moses.
那尽管对咱所看，现在来讲想，上帝怎用基甸呢？
So today I'd like to share with you how God uses Gideon.
咱都只所看头前的经章哈，书记。第六章第十一节啦。
So from the first verse we read today in Judges chapter 6 verses 11 to 12.
你看讲基甸底下的创伤，基甸心所在的创伤。
He told us where was Gideon?
讲基甸底的阿西西的树卡啦。
Says Gideon is under the tree in Abiz, right?
Yeah. 在酒库的中间底下的。
And in the wine press, beating the horses.
所以底下是讲卖好米店人看见的，所以咱就知讲，伊唔是公园，伫个空公园所在，伊是伫米的吼。
And so he's hiding from the Midianites.
所以咱知讲，基甸伊是米的，啊惊好迄个基甸，哦迄个米店人底下看见吼。
We see that Gideon is hiding from the Midian.
啊！第一开始来，第一怕咧
，and he's beating the horses。
咱知以前咱的牛啊料吼，啊，咱若无去米价，咱嘛是爱用金箍啊，啊，到爱爱拍盖扫地，扫水盖当食吼。
So we know when we harvest wheat, we use machinery。
啊，当时米伊基甸嘛是安尼，伊怕咧就是要学家己厝内人家来食。
Oh, sorry。Wasn't hitting the horses, but harvesting wheat.
对，啊，但是伫个所在，啊，上帝的使者甲基甸安那讲。
And so God sent the angel and said something to Gideon.
十二章吼，底下讲大亏在勇士啊。
So in verses 12 says, "Mighty warrior."
讲亚华甲你一只。
The Lord is with you.
这边话，希伯来书新约希伯来书第十章第33节啦。
And also in Hebrews chapter 11 verses 33,
伊说讲基甸啊，其他讲这些人对神啊，啊打赢这些国行公义啊。
Says that these people conquer the kingdoms by their faith.
所以我得用这两个经节来做一个点，咱自家想哪里，咱是不是会当甲基甸同款来有上帝来用
？So from these two verses, let's think about.Can we be like Gideon, being used by God this way?
So, 第一项我爱甲你分享的是上帝用啊，上帝使用你。
So, first thing I'd like to share with you is how God utilized you.
今日咱来再来看这个基甸这个人。
So, first let's look at Gideon.
咱想看卖啊，基甸伊是什么人
？So, I think about what kind of person is Gideon.
那圣经讲，基甸是上帝所用的真普通的典型的。
The Bible told us Gideon is a very ordinary person that God uses.
你像是这圣经来讲，伊是一个农场的人，农夫啊。
And the Bible also told us he's a farmer.
但是却成就国家的英雄。
But he became the hero.
伊克服了伊真济环境的不利。
He overcome the difficulties from the surrounding.
伊底下来拯救了伊个国家。
And he saved his kingdom.
所以伊是被神中间伫真危险的时阵啊。
So the Israelites are in threat.
因伫感情上啦，伫身躯的顶关，伫精神顶关，伫经济顶关，通讲是破产啦。
Economically and mentally, they are bankrupt.
伫这个真无法度，市民拢真苦难啊！迄个破产的时阵，佫有一个对敌的米甸人伫遐咧攻击。
And from all this, also the Midianites are attacking them.
圣经讲，米甸召集真济人，拢总有几个人。
The Bible told us the Midian gathered many people.
圣经讲有十三万五千人。
The Bible told us 13,500 people.
啊，底下要来攻这个以色列百姓。
They surrounded the Israelites.
所以底下来逼以色列百姓就无法度在攻城所在，必须要秘密洞里来滴。
They're forcing the Israelites to hide in the cave.
所以因伫洞里来滴勉强底下来生活。
So they live harshly inside the cave.
所以，伫咱拄只所讲史书记内面，咱看伊基甸唔是公开伫遐来伫遐怕咧。
So in Judges chapter 6 told us Gideon did not work on the wheat openly.
因为伊知影，伊若伫外口公开怕咧，是叫落去，即米甸人看见时，伊唔来叫米甸人伫遐来害死，相信野马啊，嘛米甸人伫遐来甲退去。
Because if the Midianites found him, then he will be killed and all his wheat will be taken.
So, 在这里来想看嘛， 常常伫即个时阵，伫真危险的时阵，虽然拄只所忍受是迄个头下站起咧摆忍受过，人嘅人生中间有真侪艰苦困难。
So just like the song we just sing, in our life there are many bumpy roads.
但是这时阵，上帝却找一个，找一个会当用嘅人。
But then God will send someone.
阿弟阿来，正就上帝所要用。
And to utilize him.
啊，上帝就常常用这种真平常嘅人。
And usually God uses ordinary people.
就感觉有时阵来讲啊，我嘛未用做甚物吼，上帝绝对未用我，是不可能嘅。
So sometimes we think that we can't do much, so God won't use us.
有时那么亲自比点，哎，比点同款。
Sometimes we'll be like 比点，
但上帝却用比点来带领一切的百姓。
But God uses 比点 to lead the Israelites.
也复兴伊个国
，and to strengthen His kingdom.
来做成上帝伊爱做的代志。
To do what God wants to do.
所以当上帝来应允时，感觉一个真软弱、真缓慢。伊当时咧，上帝要让伊变成是真刚强。
So maybe he was weak in the beginning, but God strengthened him.
刚才伫赛跑顶关，伊拢是较早拢是走迄个上尾啊。
So maybe in the races, he's always the last one.
但上帝咧用你的时，要让你变成是冠军呢。
But God will use you and make you the champion.
今日这种代志，唔那是发生伫伊人身上个㖏。
Today, this not only happened to Gideon.
今日这样代志，咪发生伫你个身上。
This will also happen to you.
其实，咱看圣经，咱能知影，基甸是真小胆的人。
So if we look at Bible, we know Gideon is he's not a very brave guy.
伊常常若拄着什么代志时，就惊要死的人。
So oftentimes he met some difficulty, he's afraid.
而且伊伫每种的环境下，伊拢感觉没有安全感，伊无安全感啊。
So he lives in fear.
所以伊哪里伊家己个情感讲，伊个真自卑的人哦。
He's also very pessimistic.
所以伊就将家己。闭起来
，so he hide himself。
所以而且，伊是讲，伫约阿西，伊伫个囝基甸，伫迄个酒库的内面，伫咧打马啦。
So here it says that he belonged to Joash, and he is he's working on the wheat。
啊，伊讲为着要抢别迄个米甸人的抢夺吼。
So in order to hide from the Midianites。
所以而且呢，来讲伊出去啦。所以基甸已经避到酒库的内面去啊。
So we see because he feared, so he hide himself.
啊，伫迄个所在伫咧打马。
And then from there he's working on the wheat.
但是这个所在，上帝使者甲基甸讲。
But then God sent angel and talked to Gideon.
甲基甸讲啥？讲大起来的勇士啊，亚华甲你同在。
And said the Lord is with you, mighty warrior.
伊比较伫迄酒库的所在，竟然有人讲伊是大亏待的勇士，然后被甲你杀个地，这敢是大讽刺甲笑话嘛
？So isn't it funny that when he's hiding in the wine press and people say he's a warrior？
我想看卖，连一个看到家己影的，那就对着美人要打的，迄种会惊赢的人，天在竟然甲伊讲大亏待的勇士。
所以。See that even somebody who fears his own shadow, but the angel said, the Lord is with you, and you're the mighty warrior.
我说听你讲话，咱敢是亲像比基甸同款，人家看到咱也敢，那就有人在后边要害咱那种感觉。
So aren't we sometimes also fear of our own shadow? We feel like somebody behind us to attack us.
上帝怎样用基甸
？So how is God using Gideon?
第二，咱看见上帝肯定基甸。
Second is we see God acknowledge Gideon.
上帝常常会鼓励咱。
So God often encourages us.
上帝对着咱的生活，常常拢用一句鼓励话底下对咱来开始。
And oftentimes He encourages us with one word.
伊会鼓励你，看出你什么拢会晓。
He will encourage you that you can do anything.
伊嘛看见你内面。潜在迄种人，藏伫内面，还未发挥出来迄种气力。
He also see your inner ability.
从上帝开始伫你生活内面来工作的时阵
，And when you work in God's world,
首先啊，上帝要让你家己看到家己。
God first wants you to see yourself.
上帝要让你看到你家己会向所在，家己潜在藏伫内面，还未发挥出来迄种气力。
God wants you to see your own inner ability.
咱看上帝不会看以前，以前捌安怎，以前捌安怎。
we see God as now one Gideon to see his past.
上帝這看到基甸伊種未來，啊，甲伊潛在伫內面種困難。
God sees his ability within him.
你看，我想起伫箴言第二十章第八十节讲，迄个若无别事的异象啊，百姓就会放纵啊。
So in Proverbs chapter 10 verses 11 says, if you don't see miracles, then the people will riot.
所以上帝肯定基甸啊，底下解讲，你是一位大贵的勇士。
So God acknowledged Gideon, said, "You are the mighty warrior."
其实上帝解讲，你是大贵的勇士，其实是。
So it's different when God said that.
Because
he's hiding in fear. So how can a mighty warrior fear of his own shadow? So people will think that Gideon is not a leader. He does not fit the criteria to be the mighty warrior.
所以，甲基甸家己所描写，甲伊一切所知影，啊，上帝迄种肯定，伊真知影，是完全无共款。
So Gideon know, the encouragement from God is different.
但是我确信，当上帝也甲伊讲，你是大开来用水时，基甸讲啥物
？So I'm sure when God said, "You're the mighty warrior."
基甸一定甲伊讲，啊，你错了。你唔对啊！我不是那种人，我唔是种人啦，我是无亏待人。
I think Gideon was said, "No, you're wrong. I'm not the type of person you think I am."
但是上帝知影基甸藏在伊内面一种亏待。
But God knows the ability He gave to him.
咱看当新约耶稣来到伊地方时，耶稣咁经常行这种代志嘛。
So see in New Testament when Jesus came to this world.
耶稣嘛，常常肯定有一个潜在藏在伊内面，阿未发挥出一种亏待。
Jesus also acknowledged his hidden ability.
也来推动某些人
to move other people.
那么，耶稣看彼得。
See when Jesus looked at Peter.
伊甲彼得安那讲，讲彼得啊，你是一个亲像石盘，真稳固一个石盘。
He said to Peter, "You are the solid stone."
但是彼得伊在讲，我唔是一个石盘。
Say I'm not the stone.
那咱彼得是一个冲动、冲动的先生啊。
We see Peter is he's not very rigid.
一个是什么？一个是迄个鲁莽的先生哦，一个懵懂的先生啊。
He tend not to hold his temper.
伊嘛知影，伊是一个背叛主的人啊。
He also betrayed Jesus.
我太是坚固啦。
So how can I be solid?
但是上帝讲，你要变成做一个石盘。
So God said you will become the milestone.
你看，上帝甲基甸讲。
We see that God said to Gideon.
你就你是一个软弱的人，但是你其实是一个真强、坚强、一个大开来的勇士。
You think that you're weak, but you're actually a mighty warrior.
咱注意来看，当天杀上帝，也甲基甸讲，你是大开来的勇士，基甸哪反应？
So we see what Gideon replied when angel said he's a mighty warrior.
我想基甸跟咱同款，伊嘛是借着一挂问题来回应。
I think Gideon will find excuses to reply.
咱看史书记第六章第十三节啦。
We see in Judges chapter 6 verses 13.
基甸对伊讲：我的主啊，那亚华甲阮伫的，阮太会拄着这一切事啊。
So Gideon replied, "But sir, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?"
龙哥，你哋做所教阮讲，摇花遐技术伫打落来。
Where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when they said?
伊讲兼，伊兼无带阮对埃及上来嘛。
When they said, "Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?"
伊也佫讲，打摇花放杀阮，将阮交伫米甸人嘅手。
And also said.But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of Midian.
哎，那老兵吼，啊，咱从这圣经在几句做些记号，讲，大意是讲我的主啊，中文是讲哎呀，咱来小些做些记号吼。
So if we have 10, let's make some mark on it, says the Lord.
啊，佮底下这树拿摇花，台语讲拿摇花，啊，佮伊讲如果，哎呀，完了这些集合。
And also where it says but now.
啊，底下讲太未安逸，伫倒位在哪里？伫倒位在哪里？完了这些集合。
I found the if and then where.
咱佮看，要佮讲打摇花半十万，一半个抛弃，抛弃到哪这些集合
？And also mark the abandon.
哎。等咱只看咱这只集合的时，咱看个价值个项目什么
？So if we look at these remarks，
咱看是这个人是无安全感的人，对吧
？We see this person has no security。
嘿，既然只找真侪理由讲，什么人？我啊，你一定是咧搞风景笑。
So Gideon may excuses and he say you must be joking with me。
因安尼底下咧抗议。讲我唔是一个大亏来的勇士。
And so he complained and he said, "I'm not the mighty warrior."
哦，所以家己底下真自信，家己底下满心在怀疑。
So he's very confident about what he think about himself and he doubted.
好，所以就甲上帝讲话啊，讲你爱三百，那个印证我啦。
So God said, "No." So he said, "You must."Make me think that you are the person who is talking to me.
所以佮继续提出理由啊，十五节，那块十五节。
In verses 15,
十五节用基甸甲伊讲主啊，我要用甚物去救以色列？看，我的家是马拉西中第善良的，伫我老爸的家，我是第衰。
So Gideon asked, "But Lord, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family."
其他人看起甚物？之前只下个幺，我就是讲，哈，你做错村庄了，你惊着上，上边你惊着登车啦。
So we see Gideon told the Lord that you came to the wrong village.
所以只之前个幺，我就是讲，我是迄、那个，我这族内面上个善良的，上个细呀。
Because Gideon say I'm the weakest in the clan.
这个俄弗达，基本的文意思是讲，迄个。
So in Hebrew, Ephrah, this village means a small village, small clan.
所以叫那个移民的意思，希伯来文意思讲伊真细啊，迄个增加的真细。
So in Hebrew, it means that clan is very tiny.
那亲像伫这么细的所在，他有可能来出一个救星。
So in this little small place, how can there be a warrior?
所以基甸来讲，检测就用咱即卖来讲，我住伫这个，唔是报住伫波特兰，检测住伫迄个，咱捌听过，无啰啰啦，在地，啥物挖掘，迄个细细庄稼。
So just like when we're in Portland and we live a little village.
哎，咱在基甸里来讲，哎，应该伫美国内面，唔是伫波特兰，应该伫美国，因为南是伫纽约，就是芝加哥，啊南是伫 LA 嘛吼。
So基甸我。If he's in this world, he'll say, "I should be in New York or Seattle or California."
So, in that Gideon guy, I was thinking, "Ah, you 走错地方，你惦着所在，阮叫做谁所在，你袂惦着。
And so that's why Gideon replied, "You came to the wrong clan."
第二讲啥物？亚华上帝，你选错家庭了，选唔着家庭啊。
And secondly, Gideon said, "You picked the wrong family."
你讲啥？基甸家亚华上帝，我伫规支派中间哦。阮的这几百，阮的家庭是上个细呢，上个上庸的呢。
Because Gideon said, "Among the clan, my family is the smallest, the least."
我这个无经济背景，我这上细人，我拜下我专门发动一个来规集一阵的人来抵抗那135,000人的基甸。
So how can my small family guide people to go against the 13,000 people from the Midian?
所以基甸也讲，哎，算来算去讲。在阮家庭中间，就算伫你要敬阮的家庭啊，你嘛敬唔着人。我是诶，基甸讲我是家庭内边上界细对嘛。
And he also said, "I'm the youngest in my family, so pick the wrong person."
但是只番看见上帝常常用人，拢是用看唔着人的人。
So we see, God often pick the most insignificant people.
上界无名的一个城市。上个善用家庭的少年囡仔，上得足容易。
And the most not well-known city or family
所以上帝甲伊讲，你是大开那个勇士，对家来肯定纪念。
So God acknowledge Gideon by saying, "You are the mighty warrior."
真侪人会失去上帝对伊因生活计划。
Many people will not realize God's plan for you.
是安怎
？Why？
是因为因看未出家己应该扮演迄种角色。
Because they don't see the purpose that God gave to them.
因无多人看见家己是一个真有气力、真有爆炸力的一个基督徒。
They don't see their own strength as a Christian.
因就家己拢亲着软弱，未当做一个领袖。
We often think that we are weak and we cannot be a leader.
难袂记，你咱每一个人上帝拢肯定咱。
Don't forget that God acknowledges every one of us.
咱家己有时阵认为拢家己，咱家己属灵上真无法度，但是上帝肯定咱。
Oftentimes we think we're spiritually weak, but God will acknowledge us.
要利用咱，也来影响其他的人。
God will use us to affect other people.
所以有时阵咱认为讲上帝是不是以用迄个基点一种方式来用咱？
So often we think, will God use us like he uses Gideon?
等咱来想是，咱咪想啊，上帝既然用肯定一个开始来肯定基点，今日同款，上帝嘛肯定我，亲像肯定基点同款。
So if we think so, then we know that God will also acknowledge us like he acknowledges Gideon.
所以咱在咱画面里面。咱拢会当伫上帝中间，会比即马更加丰盛。
Then in our life we're rich, we will live more richly.
因为藏在咱内面，还无发现出来，迄种开力是何等大。
Because our hidden ability is very great.
所以咱唔通伫遐甲主讲，主啊，我做未到，主啊，我无法度。
So we must not tell God that, God, I cannot do it.
上帝已经肯定咱了。
God already acknowledged us.
诶，咱再来看，迄个基点吼，上帝虽然该肯定吼，咱个注意看上帝回应哦，咱看第十四节。
And so let's look at verses 14. God replied,
数数记第六章第十四节，要我看基点该讲，就用你这个力气来去来救以色列出美甸人的手，我敢无找你吗
？The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand."And am I not sending you?
当基甸遐讲伊上个世面，当时查查，咱看第六章第十节，亚华安讲，讲亚华对伊讲，我要甲你之地，你要拍美甸人，亲像拍一人一样。
So when Gideon think he can't do it, God replied, "The Lord answered, 'I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together.'"
所以只上帝伫用上述来回应基甸的无安全感。
So we see God acknowledge Gideon's fear by three things.
第一，底下讲是我差派你去的。
First, God said, "I sent you."
第二，讲我要甲你三个同在。
Secondly, God said, "I will be with you."
第三，甲基甸讲我袂让你失败。
And third, God said, "I will not let you fail."
我所听的就是等咱来服从，等咱顺服的上帝时阵。
So if we follow God's word,
咱绝对袂是个失败者。
We won't fail.
等咱顺服上帝的时阵
，If we follow God，
咱绝对袂认为讲咱是个失败。
We won't think we are，
因为上帝旨意是 perfect， 上帝旨意是完全的。
Because God's plan is perfect。
伊来讲，我要找歹去，我要跟你三个同在，我袂让你失败。
He said， "I'm sending you and I won't fail you."
那直接我想起保罗先生嘛，就这种 upset 的时阵吼。
And we see Paul sometimes also upset。
保罗在罗马书第八章啊，第三十一节啦。罗马书第八章第三十一节哈。
So in Romans chapter 8 verses 31，
底下刚刚读个这些书啊，上帝来为咱哦，上帝刚刚放个地时阵，啊有什么有脊椎会对敌咱呐？有什么人会当对敌咱
？So， 看下一下书。
哎对。
So what then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, we can't be against us.
所以上帝若要用你的时候，当上帝用你的时候，要将你对着失败的情形来转变一个领导者，一个成功的。
So God has a purpose for you. He will turn your weakness into strength.
上帝要跟你讲，你最棒，你会当改变。
God will tell you, you can do it. You can make a change.
咱是不是有完这种信心
？Do we have such faith?
Amen.
Amen.
第三，咱来看 上帝怎样在那里基点的开来以显现他的真观。
So thirdly, let's look at how God gives the strength to Gideon.
当我们有这种的问题时，上帝都会明天我们，上帝都会在三个的意念。
So if we have such fear, such problem, God will meet us.
基点跟上帝有一次个人的一个经验。
Gideon once has encountered God.
所以当上帝要改变我们的时候，
So God wants to change us.
但是伊会鼓励咱，买鼓励第二个。
He will first encourage us.
好，咱来拄着伊，好，咱是来认捌上帝。
So we know him.
然后上帝替咱来显现出来。
And God will reveal us.
咱甲上帝有亲像这种经历。
Do we have such encounter?
等咱有这种经历时，迄就是一种宗教，迄就是一种关系，就甲上帝一种关系。
If we have such encounter, that's a relationship with God, not just religion.
这种关系嘛，发现在迄个基甸身上。
And this also happened to Gideon.
咱来看《数记》第六章第十七节到十八节。
Let's continue read on chapter 6, verses 17 to 18.
应该讲，我若在你的面前得到恩典，求你给我一个兆头，同意我甲我讲的就是你。
So Gideon replied, If now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me.
我请你不能离开这儿，听听候我再来你家，带我的礼物下在你的面前。
Please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering and set it before you.
伊讲，我要听候你再来。
He said, I will. The Lord said, I will wait until you return.
所以一下好像看见一项讲上帝等待，上帝在等待咱。
So we see here that God is waiting for us.
上帝已经准备好要来用这个基甸啦。
God already prepared to use Gideon.
但是基甸在讲什么？
But what did Gideon say?
伊讲我要被准备好。
He said I'm not ready.
啊，基甸总想要倒转去准备一顿饭啊。
But Gideon want to go back and prepare his meal.
啊，带转来啊，再来。跟上帝的天使的面前
and then come back before God's angel.
所以当伊要等伊出去穿这些物件，带上这些物件，这些物件自然全是烧掉去。
So when he went back, the things are burned.
伫迄时阵，基甸开始意识到，甲伊讲话唔是普通的人，甲伊讲话是上帝。
And Gideon realized that the person talking to him is God.
咱来看，数书记第六章二十二节。
Let's continue on Judges chapter 6 verses 22.
因为当这代志啊，耶和华上帝显灵的时阵，你看，咱去看基甸，看出伊是耶和华使者哦。啊，种基甸就讲：嗨呀，嗨呀，主耶和华，因为我当面看见耶和华使者。
So.22 says, when Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, Ah, save, Sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face.
这些人也知道，你看基甸一个无胆的人，上帝讲你带领我时，哇，你才知道讲这个是耶和华上帝，用嗨啊。
So we see that Gideon exclaimed after he realized that the angel of the God,
但是咱看见耶和华上帝安怎讲？耶和华上帝对讲。
So we see what Lord replied to him.
搁落去哦，耶和华上帝，耶和华对讲，讲啊，按你的心啊，唔免惊，你袂地搞死。
In verses 23, God replied, "Peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die."
哈，这对来讲是偌样大一个点心丸啊。
So it's such a relief to Gideon.
所以刷了几间，讲基甸就伫遐，甲亚华起一座坛，名叫做亚和华伊，亚和华撒勒撒龙啊。
So then Gideon built an altar for the Lord. The Lord is peace.
啊，这就是亚华赐平安的意思哈。
Yeah, I mean the Lord is peace.
所以这段是伫遐亚迄个基甸开始。起一个这段，阿爹讲亚华撒龙。
So he built an altar and said Jehovah Shalom.
请亚华撒龙一直到今日。
And it is there until today.
这个基甸有一摆甲亚华上帝三个 meeting 三个接触的经验。
This is one of the encounter by Gideon.
他说圣经讲伊织一条缎，啊，伊是将迄个像石头吼，啊，拆掉拆开啊，织一条缎。
The Bible says he built the altar with stones.
啊，这缎是代表什么意思？
Now what does the altar symbolize?
在旧约里面，这缎是上帝表明人对上帝一份的心意吼。
The altar is symbolized 上帝对人的心意。
对。
The presence of the Lord with people.
所以当你老起这段这些所在，就表示讲上帝会伫遐中间，也来提醒你什么代志。
So if you build an altar, that means the Lord is reminding you something.
啊，这就代表上帝伫遐来拄着。
This means you encounter God.
所以只要咱看见，是哎，基点啊，用迄个这段来合作什么名
？So we see Gideon named the altar.
希伯来文是叫做亚华沙龙。
In Hebrew is Jehovah Shalom。
啊，咱去用这个圣经翻译较清楚，是主是平安哦。
And the English Bible translates to the Lord is peace。
伊为什么伫遐
？So why is he there？
因为伊伫遐要准备来和Gideon伫遐来战争。
Because he is preparing Gideon to go to war。
虽然伫迄个四周围拄啊伫迄个。Midian 人在要攻击以色列百姓
，so there are Midianites there to try to attack the Israelites.
所以，基甸四周谈讲是乱糟糟啦，乱。
So it's very chaotic surrounding Gideon.
总是亚华上帝讲，主是平安，亚华沙龙。
But the Lord said, the Lord is peace.
所以，只要好像看见这样子。
So we see one thing here.
是什么时阵，当你来将家己屈膝？委身在上帝面前，屈膝在上帝面前的时阵。
So we see when you bow down yourself right in front of God,
亚华沙龙平安就是必然的结果。
And peace will be with you.
所以当咱啊，像以前讲讲，咱肯屈膝委身在上帝面前，屈膝在上帝面前的时阵，那迄个平安就会成就你的结果。
So we see that if we're like Gideon, we're humble in front of God, then peace will come to you.
所以在基甸生活里面。
So in Gideon's life,
伊登伊记记得这段啊，甲上帝三度了哦。
He built the altar after he encountered God.
伊这边也感受到平安。
That's the first time he felt peace.
伊这边感受到平静。
The first time he felt quietness.
伊的内心充满和平。
And within his heart he felt peace.
就是讲伊的环境无改变，又还乱糟糟。也有危危险，要来攻击伊。
Even when he's living in a chaotic environment，
但是伊内面已经上帝给平安，已经准备变啦。
大家 already prepare peace within him。
我所听的姊妹，家人学的圣经和功德。
So what do we learn from here？
等他们准备应难同的因，等他们准备对外作战的时阵。
So when we're ready to go to war。
咱必须要在心，咱内部要平安。
We must have peace within ourselves first.
你要准备面对你家庭内面所有代志。
When you are preparing to face all the problems in your family.
啊是你要面对你的功课，啊是你要面对你工作各方面的困难的时阵。
Or facing the pressure from your school or your work.
想要给你，你内面一定爱心平安。
The most important thing is to have peace within yourself.
啊，你才有能力到开了上进去。
Then you have the strength to go against anything.
你是对于要得到迄个平安。
Where can you obtain the peace?
你去以前基甸一般，照基甸一般，你起一座坛在上帝面前。
You can be like Gideon, build the altar.
甲上帝面对面的三度的时候，你就有平安。
And you face to face with God.
原来对基甸这个事件已经管。
So from the story of Gideon，
咱学习到在上帝里面迄种的平安。
Hopefully we can learn the peace from God。
等咱有这种平安时，咱能对的平凡的中间真多无平凡的。
So if we have such peace, then we will change from ordinary to extraordinary。
然后就变勇起来了。
So we won't be weak。
有时阵，咱看伊讲啊，咱教会即嘛无几个人咧做礼拜。
Sometimes we see not many people came to the church。
咱是毋是有即个环境在拍倒去
Are we then put down because of such？
咱是毋是爱三甲穿着耳机，就是搬来起一个盘伫上帝面前
？Instead, shouldn't we build the altar like Gideon？
等咱若穿着耳机，就是搬起一个盘伫上帝面前时阵。
So if we like him, build the altar right in front of God。
伫你个家庭起一个盘，伫伊个家庭起一个盘，伫我个家庭嘛起一个盘。
Build an altar in your family, in other people's family。
伫上根顶就要夹基顶，根本夹上三度。
Then we'll be like Gideon, we will encounter God.
在我们里面就会得平安。
And we will receive peace.
愿上帝稳定跟我们三地。
May God be with us.
人是普通的人。
We are ordinary people.
上帝只要用这种普通的人，和咱普通的人，真是无普通的代志。
But then God will use this to make us extraordinary.
因为心传的不是人。
Because we are not the one.
心传是上帝。
We are not the one who complete the task for God.
等下那底下咧讲啊，咱拢无做啊，咱教会做事要安怎，要倒去，要安怎？但上帝要甲伊讲，你是大鬼的勇士。
Sometimes we're discouraged because we think, oh, maybe our church is getting less and less people, but God will give you the strength.
我想那蛮真就记得讲，哈，上帝咧教讲准少，阮今物就安尼啊，太有可能。
And sometimes we're like Gideon saying, God, are you joking with us? This is how we are.
但当时。Gideon 在亚华上帝面前起一段时阵
，But when we like Gideon built the altar right in front of him，
迄个世人完全拢改变
，The whole situation changes。
Amen，
Amen。
愿上帝稳定，甲咱每一个人上个地。
May God's grace be with us。
愿上帝赐予咱力量。
May God give us the strength。
愿上帝赐予咱亚华撒冷平安。
May God give us the Lord the peace。
咱上个来祈祷。
That's great。
万军的亚华，我感谢你听教稳定。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and love.
面临着万千的环大环境中，我们做做调整。
In our surrounding, we're facing many challenges.
有时我无明白，这个困难要对倒来。
Sometimes we don't understand where the strength comes from.
我那只有要求，只有要求。
We just keep asking.
但是我拢唔虔诚的祈祷，感觉屈膝在你面前，委身在你面前，屈膝在你头前。
But we have not be like Gideon, humble right in front of you.
第二，我心内又乱乱糟糟。
So oftentimes we live in chaos.
第二，我又愿和四周的环境一个较赢。
And we overcome by our surrounding.
主啊，今日我看见基甸。
God, today we see the story of Gideon.
伊本地嘛是一个无胆的人。
He was someone who lived in fear.
连看到影就惊的人。
Even fear his own shadow.
但是伊肯做一段伫上帝你的面前。
But he's willing to build an altar in front of you.
亚华撒龙就临在伊的顶冠。
Jehovah Shalom will come to him。
今日我们得到基甸这种的困难的时阵
，Today we want to receive the strength like Gideon。
对于我们每一个人，犹原甲基甸同款。
We must be like Gideon。
起一座山在你面前
，Build an altar in front of you。
第二，我就要得到上帝的赏赐，亚华撒龙。
Then we'll receive peace from you。
愿你甲我三地。
May you be with us。
两个来头前有真多真远一路就要来跑走。
We still have a long path in front of us。
我哋心是很困难。
Please give us the strength。
但系祈祷甲困求拢是未简单。
We pray in humbly manner。
奉靠主耶稣救命求。
In Jesus' name we ask this。
Amen。
Amen。
Thank you.